HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit. Now.
Hey, this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. All right, welcome to the show, and this is exciting. Today we got a startup that was on Shark Tank on the show. So I still remember seeing Pulkit on Shark Tank, I mean his company on Shark Tank, and it was exciting. But what they do is by far more exciting than just the fact that they've been on Shark Tank. We're talking IoT-enabled smart helmets, and that's the focus of our conversation today. Pulkit Ahuja is the founder of ProxG Technologies. And of course, congratulations, man. How has it been, the journey since Shark Tank?
Thank you so much, Kay, for having me on the show. Really a pleasure. And it's been an amazing journey. Very unprecedented for us as a startup. You always look out for implementations, and the show has been a blessing for us. The kind of traction we have got since being featured on the television is something which was unprecedented for us.
Right.
And really, really thankful that we could have we could make the cut.
Awesome. But you know, ever since then, you guys have been in touch with the government, several private organizations, making these custom-made smart safety helmets. We'll get to the product in a second, right? But I do remember your pitch and your story, but talk to me about why ProxG Technologies kind of was set up in the first place, and why is there a need for an IoT-enabled smart helmet?
Right. So what we're doing at ProxG is basically, so if you see in the last 20 years, a lot of software unicorns have come up, which ease the life of project and product managers.
Right.
So say, for example, I am a software product manager sitting out of Bangalore, and I have a 200-member team dispersed all across the nation, say Delhi, Jaipur, Pune, Hyderabad. At any given point of time, using tools like Slack, Asana, Jira, I can log into the portal and see what my team is doing, what is the productivity, what is the line of code they have written, what is the time spent per day per person.
Right.
So this is what last 20 years of software development tools have given us in terms of remote collaboration.
Right.
But this all this is just catering to the white collar workforce, which is just 15% of the entire workforce.
Right.
If we think about, or if we try to think about such similar solutions for blue collar workers, say our oil and mining workers, refinery workers, warehousing workers, logistic workers, you would fail to even come up with a single solution that can give such ease to these industries. And that's where ProxG was born, enabling remote collaboration, safety, productivity, and intelligence in the day-to-day activities of blue-collar workers, which basically right. forms 85% of our workforce.
Right. So talk to me about the product. What does this IoT-enabled smart helmet kind of do? I don't know if you have one with you right now, but talk to me about, like, say, let's say, for example, I buy it. What are my uses of it? And what does it kind of look like?
Right. So the ProxG technology's concept is a complete ecosystem which starts with a smart helmet, goes towards a sensory layer, followed by a custom software layer, which we have made to connect the helmets to the supervisors. And then there's an AI ML layer. So say you are wearing a smart helmet in a oil and refinery operation.
Right.
The helmet has world's smallest gas sensor, which can detect 14 different types of harmful gases. Gases, as you would know, is one of the major causes of disaster in a mining and a refinery operation.
Right.
Then the helmet is capable of getting all your vitals on a second by second basis and benchmarking it against the standardized parameters. Also, you are always connected to the central control room and to your supervisor through the helmet.
So that they can kind of keep a watch on you as well.
Not just watch. So it's basically, so if you want help on something, you are no longer dependent on a handheld walkie-talkie or a handheld mobile phone, which basically uses one of your hands and then connect with your managers. So the helmet has a 360-degree camera system wherein the supervisor can remotely see and collaborate with you, guide you, and also keep a watch on the parameters, your parameters and the environment parameters. What is the pressure like? What is the external temperature? Is there any obstruction above you that you cannot see? So that can get detected through a sonar, and all the environmental gases that are present in that environment, in that setting.
Right. What's also exciting is that what you're referring to is a lot of these, you know, hard kind of blue collar jobs that you just kind of talked about. But also another angle of it is, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you guys are kind of going into this, but I see this as a useful, a simple, you know, person like me. Let's say, for example, I'm trying to repair something at home, right, by myself. Maybe stick this on my head and I get like this, I don't know, possibly this interaction with like a customer care that'll guide me with what to do and how to do it so that I can do it. Is that something that you guys are going into?
Not in India particularly, because we have services,
right,
which provide workers who can come to your home and do this for you. But in foreign markets, we have got a lot of interest,
right,
especially for the sleeve product, which basically slides over any cap and makes it a smart cap.
Right.
So then you have a eye level point of view of what you're doing, and then both your hands are free so that you can do the stuff as you're being guided remotely by an expert. So in the US and Australian markets, we have got a lot of response for this. Indian markets, because of the cost benefit analysis, this is something that I think would take time to catch up.
Take some time. Okay. Interesting. So largely your applications are in mining and oil refinery and defense and surveillance, road safety and other things like that, if I'm not mistaken. Yes?
Yeah. So the mining, defense, road safety, warehousing, logistics, proof of deliveries, oil and refineries for sure, manufacturing. So the bigger manufacturing industries like steel, where temperatures go as high as 800 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
So worker safety is of paramount importance. Helmet acts as a shield for the workers.
Right. So you've given me the problem, because I mean, these sectors are largely, when they're working, it's very, you know, sometimes
ignored.
Yeah, it's ignored. It's not a kind of like a problem that people look at.
They're not glamorous enough for people to spend time and technology on, right? So that's the pulse of the market that we have picked.
Yeah. But so necessary, you know, prevent a lot of accidents, a lot of deaths in some cases and whatnot. I want to kind of focus on, of course, you guys do a B2B aspect and a B2G also aspect.
Right.
Where do you see this space using this technology going in the next 5 odd years? Like, is this going to become like a standard amongst blue collar workers, you feel? I'm asking also, you don't need to back this up by data and stuff like that. Just your gut feeling of where you feel it's going to go.
So I feel yes, because I'll give you an example for this, which is not related to our industry, but something that we have been thinking about. So life jackets, everyone of us know life jackets, right? Whenever we board a plane, we get to hear how to use it. the last iteration, product design iteration and modification of a life jacket happened in 1970s. Since then, we have been using the same design. And the Hudson River landing, there was a survey that was conducted, and right. only 50% of the passengers could figure out how to wear a life jacket safely in time. It takes 3 minutes for an average person to wear a life jacket. So obviously, this kind of time lag in incremental innovating the product calls for disruption, right? And that's what we're doing. Maybe we would enter in that space also with better product designs. But similarly, we are doing this for the 85% workforce. And once this takes off, like we are seeing very initial days, but we're seeing a lot of traction from the bigger players. Once the bigger players adopt this, this would become, I feel it is my gut feeling, this would become the de facto standard, safety standards,
right.
Wherein the insurance companies themselves would ask factory owners to have these safety devices being worn by the workers so that the risk to their lives is lesser, and thereby the premiums would be lesser, and they would the factories would end up saving all the more.
Super. That's a very lovely insight that you kind of just said. My last kind of question that I kind of want to get to before we go. In India, I mean, I can see this becoming a standard all across the world. Not that hard, right? But in India, we have a very big lax for safety, whether it's road safety, whether any safety of any kind, right? And that's mostly not because agencies and governments don't want to impose the same, but it's also an attitude from citizens. So I'm looking at technology like what you're creating, and forgive me here, I'm trying to play devil's advocate, and looking at the fact that it's trying to change a behavior that exists within us, or rather has existed for a very, very long time. Is that perhaps like a challenge that you guys have faced? And if so, how are you dealing with the same?
User behavior change would always be a challenge. B2C companies have handled it over the last 10 years using excessive amounts of cash burn. But in this case, what we feel in the B2B and the B2G industry, there was always the need. I mean, the person wants to be safe. It's not that we think, okay, today something will fall on us and there's no one to rescue us and no one will get to know what happened to us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that is not what we get out of home thinking.
Sure.
So there's an inherent advantage into this on the user behavior change end. But having said that, the emphasis and the initiative has to come top down. So
got
if
it.
The top management of these industries take a stand that, okay, this is something that needs to be worn. So helmets have always been worn. These were dumb helmets, which are just plastic shells. Now what we have done is we have added incremental technology and made them much more safer. So user behavior wise, it won't be that great a change vis-a-vis the benefits that the products will provide.
Makes sense.
So that's where we think that the adoption would be much, much higher. At a much lower cost.
Right. Super. This is so cool to kind of, have you on board for the same and to have this little chat. And I hope that this inspires a lot of other people out there to involve themselves in technology that is for good of a lot of other people out there. Because that's clearly what you guys are doing. Pulkit, thank you for being on this edition of Tech for Change. I wish you and the entire team at Roxy all the very best. And man, may you guys continue to make the world a safer place and change the world while you're at it.
It was lovely chatting with you, Kay. Thank you so much for your wishes. And yeah, hope you see our product soon near you.
I hope so too.
One helmet at a time.
I hope so too. Thank you, Pulkit. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @OffAirWithKay. That is Off Air With K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.